I've Got Notes is recorded on Gadigal land. Hello, Floyd.
Hello, Gabby.
I'm excited today.
I'm excited. I'm very excited today because it's not just you and I.
No, it's not.
It's much more exciting. We've got such a great guest today.
We do. We have comedian, drag king extraordinaire, Nat Caro. Is it Caro or Caro?
Caro.
Caro.
Welcome. Do you want to mispronounce our name?
So yes.
We're on even territory. Fly off.
Flood.
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 Yeah.
Flood. Gaby.
Beautiful.
Gaby.
Gaby's lovely.
That's kind of hot.
Sort of weird.
Gaby. If I was a drag king, could I go by Gaby?
That's really good.
Gaby, yeah.
Gaby.
Maybe I'll consider it one day.
Okay, do it.
Nat, what is your drag king name?
My drag king name is Papi Chulo.
Beautiful.
I love it.
That means so hot guy that gets all the ladies.
How did you decide it? And like, was it like a lengthy process choosing
this? This is a call to my childhood because there was this song I was obsessed with by Lorna, who I'm pretty sure is Puerto Rican, and she had the song of the 90s that goes, Papi Chulo. And she makes orgasm sounds.
Amazing.
I love this.
Me gusta, me gusta. And I would crump to that in my living room to my mom and her friends as an 8-year-old.
As an 8-year-old.
Yeah, it was so vulgar. And I beautiful. Just had to bring it back.
So first, I always forget to do this. First off, though, we've got the theme song of the show. To tell you
let's
get
your thoughts now.
Heck yeah. I've got notes.
I've got notes too.
I love Floyd plays the Karen in that.
Yeah.
Can you hear that? I didn't even hear that.
Didn't you?
I don't think
not plugged in. I looked at you and I thought, is that a Bluetooth head speaker?
I was like, what?
Do you want me to play it again so you can hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it one more time, okay?
Are you working?
Yeah, it's working. It's very Karen energy for sure. And I say this every single time, but it took about 100 takes to get there.
To get the tone right?
Yeah.
Just to get it perfect. Gabby got it right every time.
I have a file on my computer, which is just Floyd going, I've got notes too.
Well,
I've
can got we notes give too. Floyd a go at doing the run?
100%.
Oh, me singing?
Do the run.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
I've got notes.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's like I've been waiting for someone to ask.
You jumped in. Me do that.
If you want.
Okay, Nat, I'll do it again and you do the I've got notes too, okay?
Oh, yeah,
and you
please,
do the
done.
Karen energy back.
Go
okay, ready?
It.
I've got notes. I've got notes too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's good. That's the thing.
You're out of the podcast.
I'm out. No, I happily succeed my position
Gabby's
in the
singing is perfect for that. I always mess it up. But that was great energy for the, I feel like you're ready to give notes.
Yes, I did a little Catherine Kim. Twang.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Love that.
Well, speaking of giving notes, we've reached the beginning of the podcast where we give out copyright-free demonstration of our artist before we give away
before
who our artist is.
Before we then play the actual music so we can still be searched.
And I feel like this is actually, we're going to probably be pretty good at giving this one away because it's a pretty distinctive
it's
vocal.
Iconic.
Yeah, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, Nat, you kick us off.
Yeah, but they're going to know straight away because I impersonate this person.
Okay, so maybe we should start with more shitty versions.
Do you want to start first?
Okay. I make mine really bad, okay? Because I'm actually really talented.
Okay, great.
Anyway, there we go.
That's gorgeous.
So good.
But no words, no intelligible words there. So yeah. I can't be sued.
I've got wagon wheel watushi.
Oh,
that's really good.
Which is a quote from one of this artist's movies.
Okay, I love it.
Of the many. But okay, Nat, obviously now.
I'm going to go.
It's done. Go as hard as you want. Go as accurate as you like.
Get us sued. Okay. Which one should I do? I'm just going to do, if I could turn back time.
Bing, boom, bing, boom.
If I could find a way.
Yes.
Bing, boom, bing, boom. I'd take back all the words that have hurt you.
Yes.
And you'd stay.
Ah. Great range. Very
that
good.
That was beautiful. So we are discussing the icon, the myth, the legend.
The vampire.
Cher, no last name. Now, Nat, you.
Although Cher had multiple last names.
Oh, really?
Yeah, heaps of them.
It's one.
What?
Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
But then was also called something else. Oh, wasn't Cher Bono when she was with Sammy? Or Sonny, sorry. Cher Bono?
Oh, Cher Bono, which is Cher's his last name.
Yeah. She's had a few different last names. Then she also had like a new dad who then called her Cheryl LaPierre.
And what the heck is that? Is that her
name in
France?
That was when she
had
a different dad. He wanted her to like get into some school.
Cheryl Lapia.
Cheryl Lapia.
That's cute.
Is it Lapia?
Imagine that's Cheryl Lapia. Cheryl Lapia. That's how Australians would say it. So yeah, she's had a few identities.
Definitely.
And Nat, you chose this artist as well. We asked all our guests to pick somebody. Why Cher?
Why Cher?
Cher is like the one kind of pivotal guiding star artist of my life.
Wow.
I owe her my career.
Really?
Yes, because the very first thing that I ever did as a performer was I got up at a Cher tribute song competition and I sang Strong Enough and I was robbed. I should have won.
Yeah.
I didn't win, but it opened the floodgates. Then suddenly people were booking me to do Cher. Then suddenly people were booking me to be a drag king. And then,
wow.
And she's just, I've always loved her.
Gateway drag.
Oh, and in year nine, I did a drama project, which was a documentary about a Cher impersonator, and I got full marks.
Oh, perfect.
That's great.
I know.
I want to know about the Cher impersonator. So they spend their whole life being a Cher impersonator?
Do they make
money from it?
Yeah, I played as a year niner, someone who devoted their life to impersonating Cher.
Oh,
I was ahead of my time.
You impersonated the impersonator.
Yes. Amazing. It was like summer heights high vibes.
Beautiful.
Yes. But not problematic.
It was cancelled. Love that.
Good stuff. And do you find like, I mean, I wouldn't really know much, but I, of the limited knowledge of the drag community that I have, I know that Cher is like a really big deal to the drag community. Like for you, do you think that, is there like a particular reason for Cher to be such an icon amongst the queer community?
Is it Cher or Cher?
Cher?
I never know.
Cher?
Like Shares? We've got Shares in the...
I'm Cher.
Okay. Yeah. I never know.
I only ever hear Americans saying it, so I didn't know whether it was the accent or the name.
Sure. Totally. Like, are you sure or do you have Shares in this company?
We've got Shares.
Cher. Okay,
Cher? I think it's just she's so... First of all, she's been around forever.
Yeah.
Her song's iconic and obviously the gay community loves them and that goes hand in hand with drag queens.
Of course.
Yeah, why do you think the gay community love her so much? It's very like Lady Gaga, they've like attached.
I think
her.
It's just the music. I think it's pop bangers that they can hold on to. But Cher specifically has, for the better part of her career, tried to be like a queer ally and advocate because her son, Chad Bono?
Chad Bono.
Is transgender.
Chaz Bono?
Chaz! Yeah, why did I say Chad?
That's right.
And and she's always on the Twitters saying things. And she recently did that campaign with Versace, which was about the LGBTQI community. Each shirt was like $250, but it was raising funds.
Inclusive, but like not for people who struggle with money.
Not poor people. And her fashion.
Her fashion. Oh my
Excuse
God.
Excuse me. Yes.
Of course.
Who's the designer?
Bob Mackie.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Bob Mackie.
Yeah. Bob Mackie was like, you know
and
how like.
She's so extra.
Yeah.
Massive. She does everything.
She doesn't age.
Well, yeah, no. Sorry, can we talk about that? She's 76 years old.
Like,
that's
amazing.
She must have had plastic surgery.
Well,
right?
Yeah, she has.
Like, she looks great, but like, what's she getting done?
You want to know? Are you making a list?
I really want to know. Yeah. Like, is she using an LED mask or is she getting like actual under the knife surgery?
All so of it. I reckon Botox filler.
Yeah. Botox filler.
Injections. I don't think she would ever do anything too wild.
She wouldn't like completely change her nose.
Oh, she did though.
She did
when she was young. Yeah.
She did change her nose when she was young. I had this great quote about her because she had all these tattoos when she was younger. Let me get it up.
What?
Yeah,
I've never seen a tattoo.
I
on
know
her body.
Because she's removed them. So in the
before laser technology.
Yeah, well, she was like the beginning of laser technology in the late 90s. She started having laser treatments to remove her tattoos, and she was still doing it like in the 2000s. She said the reason when I got tattooed, only bad girls did it. Me, Janis Joplin, and biker chicks.
Fuck
now
yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. No one's surprised. So she removed.
Oh my
them.
God. So she totally doesn't want to conform.
It's literally iconic. I love it.
But like, they weren't visible tattoos, obviously.
Maybe
no,
some of them were
I'm
hidden.
So sorry. Why? I'm forgetting. She has two giant roses on her ass cheeks.
Fuck yeah. Well,
yeah. Why are you forgetting that?
I don't know.
How could you forget the roses on her ass cheeks? But she's taken them off now, right? She's had seems to have removed most of
I think I don't recall seeing the ass cheek roses in the last two concerts I've seen. So
does she wear wigs all the
time? Yes, all the time. I don't think I've seen her natural hair, although it's probably just we did in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
It's just straight and beautiful. Black.
Okay, yeah. Straight black hair. Because she's got such voluminous hair.
So voluminous.
It's like my
every color.
Hairdresser always says, it's extensions, darling. It's not real. Because I was like, I'm going to have my natural hair for my wedding. She's like, no, don't do that. You need extensions. Anyway, that's a
wedding hairdo is a whole.
It's a whole.
I just like, want to ask you so many questions.
You're literally going to transform yourself.
And also, I'm like die hard updo for wedding.
Oh, I'm so glad you've brought this up. I know this has nothing to do with the thing.
Nah, fuck
but
it.
Like, you know, the listeners can suck it up,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm really struggling. I was thinking half up, half down. Then I did it. I got a trial.
And you said.
And I looked boho, like, am I on the beach?
That's what I mean. It's very wanderlust.
It's very like, have I just come from the beach?
Don't do it.
Like, yes, I look nice if I've come from the beach.
Are you having a beach wedding?
Anyway, my partner's dad was like, you cannot wear your hair down. He's like, you have to have an updo.
An updo.
And I was like, he's misogynistic. And now I'm like, I think he was onto something.
What is it about?
What is it?
Formality and having your hair up.
Why is it? Because also, I've got my hair up right now and it's like, eh. But like, I guess it's a fancy updo. So it's like.
Yes.
What? So why are you like updo? Yes.
Because I think that it's for a special occasion. And I think so when you wake up in the morning and
but
you're
I
like,
wear my hair to the gym and like to every gig. And
but
like,
you're not going to have a ponytail at your wedding.
Okay.
You're going to have some
so it's
beautiful,
not, it's a beautiful bun.
Flourished.
It'll be some like. Okay. So, okay, so no ponytail, note to self.
No ponytail.
So what does it need to be? Do I need to have little bangs at the front?
Yes, like bed hair, but
bed,
up.
Bed hair, but pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bed even hair. That is probably a bit sexist because it's like, we just fucked. And then I came to my wedding.
It's naughty bride.
But I'm sorry, but okay, the hair down, you know what I just think of? Heidi Montag and Spencer. And it gives me the creeps.
Oh my God, I'm so glad we discussed this because I've been very on the fence and I'm now getting another trial. To see an updo because I'm like, I don't think this is
but
working.
Also, I believe in the practicality of an updo too because
that's
you
exactly.
are
all day.
Going
you're on
to
all
be.
Day.
When is your wedding?
18th of February, you're invited.
Right, I know. But I'm just saying, February is summer and yes. you're going to be getting your hair done in
it's
the
gonna
morning.
It's going to be so hot.
Yep.
By the time you get to your reception,
it's
got to
last all day.
It's got to be,
you're
and also
so right.
sweating,
and my hair has
dancing,
no volume.
Dancing.
It's going to drop.
Yeah. Nah, I 100% believe
okay,
the
updo.
The wind?
Okay,
it'll blow around.
All right, so thank you, Cher. I'm going for an updo.
Tick, tick,
love
tick,
it.
Tick,
all right,
tick.
So
you should also just ring up Bob Mackie from the Beyond the. Is and Bob so Mackie still
can
alive?
I design my
I
dress.
Think he died.
Well, call him from Beyond the Grave. Be like, oi.
Can do you my
wake
dress.
Up? Can you just come back to life to do my dress? You selfish.
What if he's
man?
Alive?
I
we would
bad.
Be so. Yeah.
On this podcast, I just say
there's
stuff.
There's no fact check.
And then I literally, I go, that's probably not right. Just to secure my place in, that's probably incorrect.
I'm just saying,
I
is Bob Mackie alive? I am. Let's see. I think he died in 1993.
Wow.
Yeah, so, okay. So
okay,
he did
so
share dresses and he
said
peace out.
Since I was born.
He said, I actually can't top this.
Yes.
I've done what I have my
your
life's
career
work.
And a high.
Oh, no, this is Bob Mackie is alive and kicking.
What the fuck? Sorry, Bobby.
Is Bob Mackie alive or dead?
Conspiracy theory.
It should say the
death
day, the
right?
year born to.
Yeah, I'll go
to
Wikipedia.
To
surely Mackie. Surely Wikipedia knows.
Well, while you go
I
to Wikipedia.
I think he's still alive. That's so
this
funny.
Is horrible.
Someone said he died in 1993, and then this one says, no, no, he's still alive. He's 83 years old.
He's pulling an Elvis. He's just on an island somewhere.
Okay, yeah. Someone let us know if he's alive chilling. Or dead. But oh, no, they've what? Remained together until death in 2011. Oh, my God. Anyway, we don't know.
The Bob Mackie mystery. That's
the
your
conspiracy.
Next podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Is Bob Mackie
true
alive?
True crime, Bob Mackie.
True crime. That's season two. Back to the Cher thing. I've got a couple of great quotes from her childhood.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like we should start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Very good place to start.
She was not very, she, you know, was not getting great grades at school.
She's a creative.
She was a creative, you know, aren't we all? And she was like desperate to be famous even from a young age. This is a quote by her. She was like, I couldn't think of anything that I could do. I didn't think I'd be a singer or dancer. I just thought, well, I'll be famous. That was my goal.
That's so interesting.
She is an interesting one because we know how talented she is, but I've seen her in documentaries at the height of her career and she's like, you know, I'm not a good singer. I'm no Frank Sinatra or
yeah, she doesn't think she's
Elvis.
Very talented.
I'm like, what the heck, Cher? If you could hear yourself.
And also like such a unique timbre.
Very
to
unique.
Her voice.
Because she was obsessed with Elvis.
Oh,
so
my
she
God.
Like imitated that low, what is it, Barrett?
Like, yeah, like low tenor.
Yes.
I get what you mean though, like the low low timbre.
You know, musical theory.
Such a low like, voice. Yeah.
Yeah, very low.
That's, I mean, she sounds like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did Walking in Memphis. Yes. All of his cover, like, yeah.
Yeah. She's done so many covers. That's what we were noticing when we were going through the songs.
Yeah. And like, a lot of her she doesn't sing her own songs. Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah.
But then again, it's quite interesting because I feel like the level of fame and icon sort of status that she has, it's not indifferent to Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin was one of the greatest voices of all time, but a lot of her songs were also covers or written by other people. They weren't. Like, it's interesting how many icons of the music industry, it's not like, I hate that it's
didn't necessarily write their own things.
Yeah, so much lately it's all like, you know, there. I mean, there is a lot of regard for people who do write their own songs. I do herald them. I'm like, you know, people like Taylor Swift and stuff. I'm like, yeah, well, they do write all their own songs. But I don't like that a lot of it's become a write-off of people who don't, because it's some really of the weird. Finest musicians and singers and vocals, particularly performers. Yeah. Beyonce. I mean, Beyonce has a hand in writing, but she doesn't write everything.
No. Yeah. She has a company called Beyonce, and that is the loophole that's in so which she clever. Can claim credits
I
to
mean,
Beyonce.
Don't work smarter, work harder. Oh but she's God, also she's an so incredible clever. Vocalist.
Vocalist.
So it's like... I do think that there's a place.
It is so weird with singing and music because we're not going to, I mean, people get up and write, they just perform other people's jokes, which is hack AF.
Yeah. But people don't like
but
that.
But it's not normalized.
It's, no, it's not normalized.
You don't get picked like, hey, Floyd, you've got a handsome face. We should make you a comedian, but you're going to perform these
you
other
don't
person's
think a
jokes.
Handsome face yeah. is what people like. You know what? She's really good looking. She should go into comedy. They're like, she's got a weird face.
Exactly.
Put her on stage. Yes. I don't know who I transformed into just then.
Set her on stage. I'll cut it out. You got a kid. So it's the one place where you can get away with not doing the whole thing. So
yeah. You may as well. If you're a great performer.
It's weird.
Is she a good dancer?
Would you she say used she to be able to dance, yeah.
She used to not anymore.
She just walks around these days from one end of the stage to the other.
Fair enough, she's
76.
That's insane.
When you were saying before you've seen Cher live. Yes. When did you see, like what years did you see Cher?
So I saw her when she came for Mardi Gras.
At Sydney.
In Sydney.
I saw her, but so far away. Did you see her? I only saw her in the parade. I didn't see her like actually perform.
No, I saw her actually perform. We were so packed. God. We were dropping like flies and the wait was forever. And she did like four songs.
What?
That's nothing.
I mean, she's exhausted. She's in a 70s.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't really care. And it was
what
also like, what, like $300
do?
Or some shit?
Yeah.
I think she did All or Nothing. She probably did If I Could Turn Back Time, Believe.
Believe, yeah.
And maybe Strong Enough.
Yeah.
And then maybe like some other Walking in Memphis or something. Okay. She's obsessed. And it was so good.
Up for
and
so long.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I cried.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was like... The moment I knew I was going to see her, I cried so much.
Wow.
She means a lot to me.
Yeah.
It's wild. She's the only racist appropriator that I will support. No, honestly. And then I saw her again for her full tour. And guys, she comes out on an elephant. She comes out wearing bindi. She comes out wearing saris.
That's problematic.
She is so weird. And I don't know why her team doesn't go Cher. This is not
stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please stop.
I love the viewpoint of Cher being like, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Her team are just like,
yeah. I wonder if her team are as old as her. Like they've been there from the beginning.
Oh
they're
God,
also in their
so
70s,
true.
So they're just women being like, okay, I found the chair.
Probably.
Good luck.
It
break
was
a
fine
leg,
in
not
the
literally.
70s. Yeah.
Maybe
she's
it's like literally she's got the same team from the 90s.
And she's probably really close friends with most of them.
Probably, yeah.
It is an interesting one because the thing I will say is of all the things that she has been a little bit problematic about, she has always come out and been like, yeah, that wasn't on and I'm sorry about
yeah,
that.
She doesn't,
yeah, she
doesn't
does
straight out deny it or avoid it like Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Who's never,
ever addressed it.
Cher did come forward about the whole... And I'm sorry to say, quotation marks, half-breed song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She is not Cherokee.
No,
oh
I was so
she's not Native American.
Yeah, so what's going on with this? I was reading about it. So she isn't, but then her Wikipedia page and other places says she is.
Yes.
She used to say she was?
She used to say she was.
Wow.
She's Armenian American.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's not Native American at all.
Yeah.
And I think at the time, maybe she was trying to have some fucking political discourse.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And she was like olive-skinned and maybe was... What was she trying to do? I don't know. Advocate for
it.
The Native American community. And
where, that's problematic.
Yeah, hairdressers were a really big part of her fashion.
Has she come out and said sorry for that song?
She did. She was like, I'm not sorry. Whoopsie.
And we all went, all right, sure.
Okay, sure.
Literally. And then Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. Like,
yeah.
Are you a traveler?
Yeah, she
tell
travels
me,
on private
have you been
jets.
On those traveling horses?
She's Shall a different kind of traveler.
Yeah, she says she tours.
She travels
on an
I'm
airplane.
I'm also a traveler.
Here is some of Gypsy's Tramps and Thieves.
Oh yeah, let's also hear some songs.
I mean, first of all, the musicality of the intro
musicality
is a bit.
And heavy theme. She talks about sexual assault in this song.
Wow. Oh, I didn't
Can
know
Can I
that.
Say I feel like so many of her songs are quite a more heavy, deep sort of not always deep, but some
lyrically.
Of them are heavy or deep lyrically, and then they're really upbeat songs. It's like that one we were listening to. What was it? All or Nothing, maybe?
I love that song.
I love that song too, but it's very like clingy ex-girlfriend vibe.
When
but
you're
it's
listening
like,
to the lyrics.
Yeah, we're dancing in the club.
It's just like, you know, when you touch me, I love you so much. But it's like very upbeat.
Oh, when you touch me.
Yeah.
I can control. Yeah, yes. I was just listening to it.
Should
on
we
the
listen
way
to it
here.
Now?
Let's hear that. Oh, yeah. Love.
Oh, I'm already sold.
I love that.
So good.
Ooh, that was
nice little synth.
Yeah.
I've been standing out in the rain. I've been calling
Stalker.
Literally. Yeah. It's very stalker ex-girlfriend vibe, but it's like, but I'm chill.
Not really.
I was like, no, I'm kind of
late. Do you know what I like about this? If you wanted to sing Believe over it, you can.
You believe.
Oh my, let's go mash up. That's good.
So good.
So good. It is very, but it's that classic, like, she's, it's very upbeat, but when you read the lyrics out
it's
loud,
it's all
like,
or nothing.
Honey, I think he's moving on.
He also sounds like trash. She's treating you like crap.
And again, who wrote those lyrics?
Yeah.
Not her.
Not her. Who wrote her lyrics?
Someone else.
I wonder if it was one person or many.
But the thing is, like, if you're a songwriter and somebody goes, hey, Cher, what's a song? You go, all right.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. I would. Somebody was like, hey, Gabby, we want your lyrics on this.
Although she did play a very strong hand in the auto-tune of Believe.
Do you
she designed that.
She was.
I mean, she
was
like
the Cher effect.
That, yeah, she create. Well, she didn't create it. Someone had the technology,
but she had the idea, right?
She had the idea, and she was like, "I want it to sound like I don't know,
like a machine
in a telephone booth or something like that." She was like, "I want this sound."
Wow!
And sure enough, they did it.
And here's the sound in question.
Oh. What I hate about this mythology as well is that people think that she uses auto-tune because she can't sing.
No.
She was using it creatively.
As an instrument.
She can sing.
And also so many fucking people use auto-tune.
T-Pain.
Shut up. T-Pain.
But you need to do a whole podcast on T-Pain because he's an untold story.
There. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, this bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm obviously going to play to the chorus.
Do you believe in life after love?
Yes.
Did you think it was love after love?
Yes. I was like, do you believe in love after love? I was like, what are we talking about?
If you think about it, it is a kind of profound statement. Like,
After
a heartbreak, do you believe you can love again?
Ah.
But no, it's life after love.
I was just thinking like love and you love somebody.
She's
much
Polly,
love do you have
okay?
to give? I'm like, ugh.
She's got a lot of love.
Life after love.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
can
after
you
love.
Can
after
you continue
love.
Life after love ends or when you're in love?
After love ends, I think.
Yeah, after a heartbreak.
Because she goes, I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's had heartbreak. And she's like, you know
boss.
What?
I'm going to keep
thriving.
Singing. Yeah.
singing. Traveling, singing.
Exactly.
Traveling,
auto-tuning.
Singing.
Auto-tuning. I wonder if she's at home, like, crying, but, like, on auto-tune. Like. I was reading about her, like, backstory. She's definitely had ups and downs. It was making me feel, like, inspired.
She's had ups
I'm,
and
like,
downs.
She's had some, like, a lot of comebacks, like from times when people were like, not keen, like albums flop, like movies
didn't
flop.
Take, exactly.
Yeah.
No one took her seriously
and
as
she
an, art,
yeah,
as
no
an
one
actor.
Took her, when she started as an actor, I think one of the first films she did, she went to like the premiere and people laughed when her name came up in the credits. Isn't that heartbreaking?
And that wouldn't have been Moonstruck, would it?
I don't think it was.
It was probably Silkwood.
Yeah, one of her early ones. And then
she
ended up winning
so
stuff.
So many movies
but
that
now
are iconic.
She's taken, yeah, like, now she's taken seriously.
She is So good.
One of the films, what was it? I think it was the film Ma.
Yes, I was just about to say.
That did really well. And she was the lead, I think it was like one of her first, you know,
movie.
Commercial success
it's
lead
probably
actress.
A bit ableist, but it's okay. Really cool.
What's it about? I haven't seen
her son
that.
is born with like a genetic condition.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. And she's like a drug addict.
So, and they made a remake with that little kid that's like famous.
I don't Macaulay.
Know.
Well,
don't make us search
He's
that
newer.
Again. But anyway, so this film, Mask, yeah. She clashed with the director and ultimately was left off the Oscar nomination list.
What?
I don't know
but
how
could,
that works.
She could have.
Totally. And then she attended the like some award ceremony and it's called the Oscar Revenge Dress. Do you guys know this one? Where she like dressed like a sort of tarantula like?
Is it like
with
the black
big
dress?
Black and big, yeah. It's because she was left off the list. Yeah, she was in a tarantula like costume.
I mean, I love it.
So
anyway.
People
and they
are trying
said it
to
was
be...
the Oscar Revenge Dress and she said, see, I did receive my Academy booklet on how to dress like a serious actress.
Fucking
so yeah, maybe
Anya.
That was.
I love her.
Yeah, I love it too. That's
I
so
also
good.
Love her other little girl boss moment, which was "Mom, I am a rich man."
Yes.
Oh.
And do I like men? For what?
Why?
Yeah. Wait, so was that in an interview? Did
yes.
she just tell?
She was on a, like a daytime program. I don't think it was Oprah or anything like that. It was
no,
like somebody,
some other small thing in
some
the '90s.
Fucking white woman.
Yeah.
Interviewer
just
was
interviewing
like,
her.
Was like, oh, so with you know, with men, like, when are you going to settle down and like get a man? And then she goes on this like. This basically like a fucking TED talk before it was a thing being like, oh, well, you know, I don't really need one. I don't really have a use for men. I think men are lovely. Men are great, but I don't need one. And my mum said, when
iconic.
Are you going to settle down and find a rich man? And I said, Mum, I am a rich man.
She's had so many iconic interviews. She went on David Letterman and was like, I didn't want to come on because you look like you seem like an arsehole.
Yeah.
You're a jackass.
I think he does seem like an
arsehole. He's a fucking arse C-U-N-T.
Clown.
Am
yes.
I allowed
what,
to?
Yeah,
yes.
Go for it. Wait, why do you think?
Because
I just get vibes.
He has humiliated, demoralized.
A lot of women.
Made women sexually uncomfortable on his show That's for true. Years and years and years. And he was like... the head of this fucking witch hunt for people like Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
So and made
true.
Them like so uncomfortable and expose things about their life when even Paris is like, can we please not do this? Like, you didn't screen this with my publicist or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's and now what? And now he thinks he can interview Lizzo and he's not problematic anymore.
Yeah, he grew a beard
now. And he's got a beard and
he grew a beard.
We're meant to think he's Santa Claus.
He's profound.
I don't buy it.
He's profound and philosophical.
He looks old. Like he actually looks
he
old.
Looks, old men will look their age.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, old six. White men look their age.
Yeah.
Or older.
I just think white people don't age well.
No.
I'm not
and
loving
it's because
it
it's a genetic
me.
Mutation. Mm. Whiteness.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I know.
No,
sorry,
I agree.
Not sorry.
Every day I wake so up and I, every oh day I wake up and I think I'm a genetic mutation. I do. In so many ways, as problematic as she has been in the past, I also feel like visionary. I mean, when you were saying before that she says, and maybe this is just imposter syndrome on her part, but when you were saying before, she was like, "I'm not very talented. I just knew I wanted to be famous." That is the social media model in the 70s. Like she,
that's
totally.
So
she's,
true.
She's like, "I just knew I wanted to be famous."
Yeah. She was hot. She had charisma. And she did it, but she does. Charisma. And now we know she has the
obviously
talent.
Obviously has the talent.
Yeah.
But like she...
And she
probably
works hard
was,
as well.
Yeah, probably the most prepared for a digital world that
well,
you could be.
Did you guys ever see when she did West Side Story? As a one woman playing every single character in the show.
Tell me there's audio.
They filmed it in a studio and they cut it up as the play. And she dances and sings, even in drag.
I'm,
she plays all the men and all
her.
The women.
I'm looking this up right fucking now.
Ladies and gentlemen, for tonight's entertainment, I am proud
tonight's
to present West Side Story.
She kind of sounds like Liza Minnelli.
I will be playing all the parts.
I will be
Thank
playing
you.
All the parts.
I will.
She really is. Okay.
Wow. Oh wow.
When you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Bam! It's so funny too because they're playing like the Cuban immigrant stories. So it's like, what are you doing? Although Italians played that song.
And white men wrote it.
You're home with your own. The company's expected.
Is that both her? She's singing both parts.
Yeah.
Show your voice. Oh my god!
Oh, this is a visual thing. They're not all there at the same time. Wow. Wow, this would have been like, what, the 80s?
I think
she
it was
really can do
70s? 70s, 80s.
Pretty cool.
This is like a pioneer move.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like Zoom meetings.
Wow, this is pre-COVID. This is pre-COVID.
Yeah.
This is family.
But I also don't love this musical.
I have to say, you guys have some fancy listeners. Anyone with money, if you want to throw some cash my way, this is a life project that I want to do. And I will play every fucking character as Cher playing West Side Story.
Amazing.
And cut it up and put it online.
That's brilliant.
So guys, sponsor me.
I'll be perfect.
I'm not like huge into her music, but I've always kind of respected the fact that she just seems to be never concerned with what's inside the box. She's always out.
Oh,
of it.
Totally.
And she's always finding ways to like create difference with her career. And and I feel like she doesn't get a lot of the credit for that. I mean, everybody talks about Lady Gaga doing that exact same thing, and she does, but then everyone compares Lady Gaga to Madonna. And it's so interesting to me that before the both of them, Cher's been doing
since she was out traveling as a 6-year-old. And Cher has a contentious relationship with Madonna because she's spoken out and gone, Madonna's a bitch.
Really?
But in more recent history, I feel like she's redacted that and
buried the hatchet. I feel like this is the perfect chance to go into her Twitter. I have to talk about her Twitter.
Yes.
Maybe one of the funniest things I've ever read.
Exactly.
I'm going to read you a tweet from July 2012.
Okay.
It's, what the fuck is MDNA? I think she means Madonna, but she should have said MDNA.
Are you being serious?
Madonna. What the fuck is Madonna? Yep, correct.
When? What year?
2012.
She's being a comedian then.
Oh, she's so funny. Lynn, look at this. There's another one, right? This is also from 2012. It goes, I was looking at tweets and saw that I really hurt someone's feelings. Sorry, it was light blue background with white egg shape. Bye.
That sounds like me describing a video.
This is maybe one of my favorite ones. iPad freezing up. Maybe it's overwhelmed because it just realized a fabulous diva was touching it. Can't really blame it. Snap out of it.
Oh, my God.
They're incredible. So if anyone needs 280 characters and new emoji, it's moi. Then she posts, what else have we got? Breaking news, I'm being buried in my fishnets.
Oh,
this is my favorite. She just posts, what's going on with my career?
Oh, I remember that one.
This is about Madonna again. So again, she's always posting about Madonna. I got a colonic RT. How did you celebrate Madonna's birthday?
Wait, what?
I think she means like a
colonic.
Yeah, like a colon.
I got a colonic RT.
Yeah, how did you celebrate Madonna's birthday?
Retweet? RT?
No, not a retweet.
But what does she mean by RT?
I have no idea.
A colonic RT.
I don't
RT.
Understand. Just today, a day ago, she posted.
Oh my God, she posts.
One part of my life is so amazing.
And we have to guess which one it
which
is.
Which part?
Can I tell you, I got Twitter specifically for Cher.
For Cher. I mean, no shit. I've started following her. It's incredible.
Yeah. I'm not following her, but I'm going to. Right,
I was
going
to get off because of Elon Musk, but I'm staying on for Cher.
Do you reckon Cher will pay to stay verified?
She's amazing. She also posted a picture of Kim Kardashian the other day.
Oh, no.
She cropped the photo so that it chopped off Kim's head and said, I love this outfit.
That's hilarious.
Another one, I blocked someone's dad. Who was it? Cher, then she does another one where she tags herself, Cher, and says hi.
Hi, Cher.
She's just iconic.
She doesn't give two shits.
She doesn't give
about anything.
Fuck.
I reckon her team just go, I'll get the money at the end of the week, and Cher runs her own business. Not one publicist is looking at her Twitter account.
Exactly.
Can you imagine
if
they were behind it? In this whole time.
I mean, we know
trolls.
They're all her 70-year-old friends and they're like, good on you for posting. I don't even know how to log on. I've got to find some more. They're just insane. But she's obsessed with Madonna. She's always tweeting about Madonna and herself.
That's why I think I need to do more research as to whether they're friends now or not.
Yes.
Maybe it's a bit.
There must be a bit of beef.
But I think there was beef definitely back in the day.
Yeah, no, I love Cher. She works so hard. She actually got chronic fatigue at one point in her career. In the 90s.
It's gone now.
It's gone now.
Isn't
I don't know how she got
chronic fatigue syndrome.
Well, the syndrome is gone.
What?
Well, she doesn't talk about it.
I think I've got it. But
no,
anyway.
I'm pretty sure I have chronic fatigue.
Yeah, I think. If you look it up, it's like, are you tired all the time? Are you moody all the time? And I'm like, are they describing my personality? Because yes.
And it's this whole.
And it doesn't go away.
Yeah, and it's that thing. kind of like with most women's health and endo and stuff, where they just go, if we can't explain it, it's chronic fatigue syndrome.
It's mystical.
True. It's so linked to like hormones.
Like, are you tired all the time?
Fix anything. Yeah.
Hello, there could be a myriad of issues as to why I'm tired all the time.
They would be like, we've got to invest. We're
going to investigate.
But they're like, women are tired. Anyway, she developed chronic fatigue in the 90s. This is iconic what she did, right? So she was so tired, she couldn't like do film and music for a period. And so what she did is she turned to doing infomercials because they didn't take much time. And she got paid $10 million, I think, in 1 year for them. So like, iconic. Wow. Amazing. And yeah, she got mocked by SNL for doing them.
Mocked.
Yeah.
Who I'm did like, who did they not mock?
Yeah, SNL. Of course. Yeah. True. But I'm like, interesting. Yeah, like she obviously had to step back for her health. She still made $10 million.
Did she announce it at the time?
And no, I think afterwards.
And they would have questioned her integrity as an artist for doing infomercials.
True. Probably if we saw like, yeah, you're right. If we suddenly saw like Billie Eilish like doing infomercials, we'd be like, what the hell? And then maybe not.
I don't think so. I feel like the mood's changed. Like when
it's
I see somebody,
more
when I see
social
somebody,
media culture.
Yeah, when I see someone doing a sponsored deal, I say things like, "Oh my god, make your money!"
Yeah,
like, I know. I'm like, how much did that cost?
She did exercise tape that I owned. It was like VHS, and I got it from a secondhand store.
Oh my god!
Which, how lucky! Yeah. And that's
Gabby. Have you seen a VHS before?
Yeah.
Gabby's younger than me. So we have to bring it
up. Oh my god, that is hilarious. How old are you? 19?
26.
Yeah, that is hilarious. Yeah.
She's used for love.
Do we all have a VHS player?
Yeah, I had a VHS player. Okay, wow. We all have. Okay.
Yeah. I'm 27.
Okay, good, Gabby. That makes me feel better.
I had the exercise tape and she does the pony. She's like, I like to pony. You like to pony. It's a sidestep. I wish I could do it for the listeners, but
imagine it.
Yeah,
I remember it.
And she's wearing a little black thing, and I try to stick to it and do it every day. But I was just watching for the. It was so iconic.
For the content. How long was the exercise tape?
I think it's like an hour.
Oh, that's too long to be exercising.
I still have the cover, but I think I've lost the actual tape, which is such a shame. Probably get it online.
You can. There are multiple
videos.
If you look up Cher exercise video.
Oh, it's so good.
There's like. Seven.
Yeah. Oh, from the same thing though, or different ones?
I think they might be from the same one.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about, so Cher like had a comedy show, one with her ex-husband Sonny, and then also just the Cher show.
Yeah.
But it was called like the Comedy Hour. Show. Yeah.
No.
No, Sonny.
Oh, so there was another
Sonny
one.
And Cher Comedy Hour.
Oh, Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour. They did sketches.
Okay.
Bless her.
And played
Have
music
Have you seen
and stuff.
The sketches?
Yeah, some of them some and of them. Some of them.
Did you think they were funny? Is my
some of them are funny. One of them, Elton John, comes on and does blackface.
Oh, no. Fucking hell.
So that's like, that. But like the Cher show, I think, is so iconic, and she like gets other big names and then performs like songs with them and stuff.
Miss that. I feel like so many vintage icons, like Julie Andrews also briefly had a TV show, which was like the Julie Andrews show, and Liza Minnelli and Judy Garland, they all had like a show.
Yeah, amazing.
Where they'd all collaborate with the other most
and it was like variety.
People. Yeah, and you could just, it was like cabaret. You could come on
now
and
we just have panel shows.
And it's all just daytime. I mean, they are kind of bringing it back, but making musicians do it. Like
Kelly Clarkson.
Got a talk show.
I know.
Jennifer
but they're
Hudson.
All talk shows.
But they're talk
dude.
Shows.
They're missing the
True,
whole
not the
talk
variety
juiciness
suck.
Of it. They do.
They suck. I don't care.
How can you have a different take on a talk show?
Yeah, like I don't care.
Andrew Barrymore. It's like anyone can get them these days.
Yeah, you can be like, I'm famous. Give me a talk show. They'll be like, yeah.
I love Kelly Clarkson. Do you really think I want to watch anything other than the one performance every time she does
at
it?
Least she sings. No. Yeah, at least she opens the show by singing.
Does I'm she?
Like,
yeah,
she does. She sings
cool.
covers.
What does
like covers,
cool.
she just and this
and
is
she has
mean,
an amazing
like,
voice.
I really feel like there is a gap in the market to bring back such a like wholesome. It could be with the right person at the helm of
Cher.
It. Yeah, like bring
back
Cher
or me,
Cher, the Cher show, like,
or Nat,
me.
Nat.
That's
being
what my
Cher.
Solo comedy show
Cher.
Is.
There
is a variety hour.
Yep,
there is such.
But
a
do you play all the parts like Cher?
Yes,
I love it.
I do.
You're okay. So we're pitching this,
please, guys.
We're pitching
producers
this now. Okay,
really good.
We need money. Nat is going to have her own TV show.
Yep,
and it's going to be you.
Yep.
And just you. You're going to play every single guest.
I'll play every cat, but I'll interview people. Yeah. I'll have guests on.
Oh, so you'll have real guests. I feel like you should play all the guests.
Well, if it's a sketch, I can play
funnier.
Them all.
I think
it's so cheap. They just pay you. Come on, ABC.
I'll make so much money.
Just pay Nat.
Like, please.
I actually think the pitch, I mean, I've seen Nat's solo show and it is unbelievable.
Incredible.
Like, 100% you should have your own variety show where you actually do bring other people on and interview them. But I think for the pitch to get that from a network, you should play all the parts.
That's why I need the West Side Story clips to do it.
To show them it can be done.
It's so funny because like this history of like these massive acts doing variety acts, and the acts are all cooked. Like Julie Andrews also just did a random sing-along with Liza Minnelli in one of hers. Like just fuck it. Like come over, Liza.
So
and like,
cool.
What do you mean? Like Frank Sinatra sang with... I think Sammy Davis Jr. in another one. And like, you just, it's just really, really massive icons in the music and acting industry being like, I will never ever collaborate with this person
it's
in the
so
film,
funny.
So bring him over.
And that doesn't fly anymore. No. Like, you can get James Corden and David Schwimmer doing fucking rap off.
Yeah.
And we're like, don't care. Bored.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the same.
It's not the same.
I mean, we don't like him anyway.
No.
David Schwimmer, I don't mind.
No, no, David Schwimmer's fine.
Oh, James Corden. Yeah, we literally bitch about him
I've
every
never
single
liked
podcast.
Him.
I've never liked him either, and I'm proud of
him. Where's the talent?
Yeah, we talk about this.
Died with Gavin and Stacey.
Were there any other things we want to say about Cher? I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan.
You're the biggest fan.
I'm the biggest fan.
I think Nat really summed it up when you said she is my favorite
problematic racist. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The only one I'll support.
I love that too. And if you're not following Cher on Twitter, go do it right now. Yes. It's going to literally make your week.
I have one last fact.
Okay. Oh, go.
I don't know if it's the happiest to end on.
That's
but,
okay.
So on Drag Race, on one of the seasons, they have a challenge where they have to interview Cher's mum.
What?
The
Which
real
is, yes,
Cher's mum?
The
She's
real
still
Cher's
alive?
Mom. Yeah.
What?
They're like
God.
Best friends.
She must be in her 90s.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's, I'm pretty sure she's still alive, but
That's
this
right.
was like
you
a few years back.
It. Wow.
Yeah. And one of the people asked about the mum, because she was going to have an abortion.
Right.
And she was like, are you happy you didn't have an abortion? Because Cher is now Cher.
Oh my God.
So like there is a alternate universe where Cher doesn't maybe exist. Doesn't exist.
Wow.
It's so weird.
I mean, go get those abortions
question.
If you need to. But
I know.
Also,
even that rhetoric is like pro.
We're pro Cher. Okay, we're also pro choice, but also pro Cher.
Yes. You know what? Here's what I will say. Not that I encourage this and I don't believe in this, but how the pro life movement hasn't taken that and made that their post
is
that so is so true.
Like, they're going Cher around like, exist. We will adopt your baby. Guys. We've handed you accidentally the perfect thing. Without pro-life, sure.
Cher wouldn't be here.
Cher wouldn't be here.
Totally.
It's that they're too busy listening to Christian rock.
What the
They don't know Cher's music or discography.
Also, fact check, just looked it up. Georgia Holt, Cher's mother, still alive, 96.
Wow.
Incredible.
Good genes.
Wow.
What the heck? She's also been married and divorced so many times.
Oh, but like, I reckon...
She's also married and divorced the same guy multiple times.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Is
energy.
That LaPierre?
That was Cher's mom. Oh, sorry, Cher's dad.
Cher's biological
is that,
dad.
Oh, biological dad.
Dad. Sorry, yeah.
That's crazy.
Sarkisian.
Yeah.
That's proper on again and off again. That's like committed on again, off again.
Yeah.
Married and annulled several times. But
how
you
much
know what?
Money?
If you have the money,
if
you
got do the money, it.
If you have the money,
go
fuck
through the
it.
Legal process.
So yes. fun.
You got people.
I mean, to be, I mean, I'm not getting married to get divorced, but I'd love to get married again, like to the same person. Like,
you know,
so
you could
fun.
Just,
like,
if you don't divorce, just have another wedding.
Yeah, just have true. More weddings.
And then you can do the renew up down, the up one,
up
and then on the next one, you can do the hair down.
We can
down.
Finally see.
I when mean, you renew your vows,
no,
then
I really
you can
feel
do
like
your
I
hair
have
down.
To do an updo. Otherwise, Nat's going to comment underneath being like, what the fuck?
How could you?
Disgusting boho.
Heidi Montag.
So funny. Should we get into some music goss?
Yes.
Music goss. I want to beat your hoven.
Floyd, what the hell does that mean?
I was trying to be sexy for the segment.
I wanted to just talk about an instrument that I find incredibly interesting that I think most people have definitely heard, but maybe not everyone would know about, which is the theremin.
Yeah. My partner wants to build one.
Oh my God.
Because you can make your own.
Wow. It's like, it's this instrument that like works. It's like sort of it's like the daddy of synth music.
Love
so
that.
Before synths and theremin, electronic.
The daddy of synth.
Yeah. Before EDM, before all of that, it developed, you know, quite selfishly by a guy called Leon Theremin. I suppose you would stick your own name on it.
Of course.
But it is, it's like this, if you don't know what it looks like, it's basically like there's a panel made of wood at the base and then there's this metal pole sticking up and it's probably
sort of
like
an antenna.
Yeah, it's like one of the very few instruments apart from, I guess, the vocals and maybe like with those light keyboards that are operated without touching it. Like you don't actually.
You move your hands, but you're above the instrument, right?
That's you're sort of around the pole, that's for lack of a better term. It's like you're moving pitch based on where your hands are around the
it's
pole.
It's pretty amazing instrument. When you watch it being played.
Yeah,
my family. So I'm one of seven kids, and we're all forced to
the Von Trapps, right?
Not even Catholic. What the fuck? Anyway, we were all forced to play classical violin, and one of my brothers, iconic. I respect him so much. He is 17. We've all just sucked it up, right? All of us are like, yeah, okay, I guess we're playing violin. And then he got to his teens and was like, no, I'm playing the theremin. And somehow, like, no one else seems to be able to set boundaries with my mum except him. And he's like, I'm playing the theremin. There's nothing you can say about it. So at my mum's 50th, all of us, including the young ones and the older ones, were getting out our violin.
Oh my God.
And playing Canon and D on the violin. The and my brother is playing the theremin. Canon and D on the theremin. That's it's also brilliant. Like my mum really wants them all to play Canon and D at my wedding. But because Romeo, my brother, plays the theremin, I'm like, well, that won't really work. So he's getting me out of so much shit because he is like, nah,
that is hilarious.
It's iconic.
No, there
you
is
ruined
an
the
obvious,
dynamic.
There is an obvious response here. No, I'm sorry. You get the theremin brother solo to play you down the aisle.
Yes.
That is so funny.
It is funny.
I mean, I suppose it's too wedding. You don't
it
want it to be funny.
It sort of takes away from me and my up-to, but
you need the spotlight.
Oh, my God.
But I do sort of love it.
Get the theremin
I
out
should
the
get
reception.
It to play theremin maybe at the reception. 100%. It would be iconic,
maybe
it?
Maybe your couple entrance if you're doing that.
That's a great idea.
You get the brother to, like, announce you guys newly wedded.
I think he needs to get better at the theremin. He's not that good. Like, love him to bits, but, like, come on.
Well, yeah, the interesting. The other interesting fact about the theremin that I find interesting but also a little bit is the theremin was built during one of the heights of communism because Leon Theremin, who built it, is Soviet Union, Russia. And he presented this instrument and he presented his invention to Lenin, who famously...
This will help.
Lenin was like very enthusiastically into it. And so there's like a big joke being like EDM festivals, technically... Lenin.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy of all synth music.
Maybe
communism.
That's why my brother loves that. He's really into
it. It's actually a red flag.
He's like, it's actually a real big red flag.
Yeah. But anyway, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah,
that
I didn't
it
know
was,
that either.
That a communist could enjoy an instrument and B, you
just don't see it as like, I just wouldn't
no,
have
you
thought.
Don't. They don't write about that about Lenin.
I wouldn't
I
have thought that Lenin would have liked it much.
He seemed like a very like stressed out guy. Lenin,
had a lot going on.
John Lenin, right?
Yeah,
guys,
John.
I'm lost.
I am.
But there are lots of famous uses of the instrument. So for those of the listeners or even any of us who don't know what this instrument sounds like, there's lots of uses. I believe the Doctor Who theme originally used it, which is this. Not this bit. But also, this is 1963. So for 1963, very sci-fi. It was really good, an invention for the sci-fi industry. Lots of sci-fi
this
films.
This sounds so Muse.
Mm. Right?
That's the theremin.
It sounds awesome.
It's really cool.
So imagine I'm walking down the aisle.
If you walked up past the doctor.
Is crying. Because this is not how we wanted his wedding to be.
I'm going to look up theremin canon in D right now.
Yes.
Wait.
It would be iconic. Should I do it? We've already paid for a musician, but
is there any bit that you're going to have at your wedding? Because I assume
like
as a comedian.
Bit.
Yeah.
Your vows.
We were going to have like maybe our MC be like whenever, you know, Floyd's mum like mentions how much she hates being a mum. Take a shot because she does that all the time.
True. So you like, want fun the family. MC to have the...
Maybe. We thought of putting in my family tree up as well because it's so confusing.
That's hilarious.
It's sort of a bit of a bit.
Yeah, like do you want your wedding to be a wedding or do you want it to be like a bit of a piss take?
I don't want
fun.
It to be a total piss take because we're spending so much money.
Yeah.
But it's got to be a little bit funny. My future mother-in-law said to me, your vows don't need to be stand-up comedy, Floyd. And I was
that
like,
that is hilarious. You're trying to go viral with your vows. This bride, you won't believe what she said to her husband.
I wasn't saying I was going to do stand-up as my vows, but also like if I'm mildly
if I'm funny,
funny,
I just
that's
am
who I am.
I know.
Like, I'm not going to not be who I am. If I happen to kill, you know, like
you crush the room.
That's your fault.
That's not on me.
It's like I was the maid of honor at my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
and my fucking speech was fire. And people like didn't know, obviously, that I am a comedian.
Oh, that's so good when they don't know.
Because then afterwards, like, my sister would pitch my solo show and they'd go, "That's so good that your sister did so well at your wedding and now she's doing comedy." It's like, no, I
just pivoted. Yeah, yeah.
And everyone wanted me at their wedding.
You had a career epiphany.
Can you imagine?
At my partner's, so at my future sister-in-law's wedding, my partner was the MC. And he is very funny, of course.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
Like, he is very funny, but he's like, he's good at other things. He doesn't need to be a comedian, right? Yeah. Like, doesn't he was loved unconditionally. He doesn't need it. And, you know, he did most of it. I definitely helped write some of his jokes. Mm. And he killed it out there. Was very proud of him. But then everyone came up afterwards and was like, oh, my God, Noah is incredible. He's got to be a stand-up comedian. By the, like, 30th person who told me, I was like, seriously, fuck off. Only one of us can have an unstable income.
Literally.
You are not helping our lifestyle.
It's something about weddings
in particular.
People still
talk about it. Well, it's like, I've done fucking 1,000 gigs since then. They've come, they've seen me crush, and they're like, but Noah at the wedding.
You're expecting some really boring speech that goes for too long from the fucking the bride's groom. The best man?
The butt of the party.
And you're expecting to be like mildly amused. Yes. So when someone's better than that, that's when they go viral. And then you watch it and you're like, oh, these girls did like some choreographed dance. That's
literally
just so weird.
A dance at a wedding?
Yeah.
What? A dance at a
wedding. Wait for my vows to go viral.
Yes.
To get back at Noah for his sister's wedding. Wait, so let's hear I want to hear the theremin.
The theremin canon and D. Just to picture
let's
your wedding.
Let's picture it.
All right. No idea how good this is.
My dad is like, am I walking down the aisle? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It's confusing. I've also got a stepdad. Like, are you anyway, we're like getting ready.
It's actually kind of beautiful.
Oh,
it's a bit
that's not
no,
the theremin.
Hackabas. Kind of dun, dun,
dun, dun, it's dun, sad. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
It's very wedding.
But it gets better, right? I mean, it gets up. Yeah.
It starts with the bass, and then I have bad associations.
This sounds good.
This
I
sounds
it was
really
be
good.
Like,
and guess what, Floyd? You just put him in the corner somewhere. They're not going to be looking at him. They'll be looking at you walking up in the dress.
They are going to be looking at him. It's so funny to be moving your hands above.
No, because you put him in the corner. Is it a church wedding?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
so he'll be
exposed.
That's
a whole other issue. Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about this is not only are you getting a beautiful song, you're also getting kind of an interpretive dance with it because you have to play it by moving your hands.
What's with the rain?
It sounds like a trumpet.
Oh, it's filmed.
Oh my god, the rain.
Do we just have someone pouring water?
That's kind of
it's
kind
of cool. Well, I kind of need to go pee now that I'm listening.
Will she ever get to the melody?
Oh my god, will it ever go high pitch?
Go forward.
Oh, the wedding's off.
Because it's the theremin.
It's very like,
I don't know about this part.
What the hell is going on?
I think the problem with the instrument is you can only change pitch at such a speed. So
true, it's slow.
This
and they had to pause.
This theremin player is going as fast as possible on this instrument and it kind of is still not fast enough.
I would not be at the
you're
front.
Be
I'd
like,
still be walking
you're be like
so slowly.
Shuffling down the aisle. And also it sounds a bit funeral-y when it's that slow.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
It does sound funeral-y.
Yeah. Okay. Also, you can't theremin walk that slow down the aisle.
No.
True.
Onto our last and often favourite section of the week.
Shit, crazy musician
of the week, which is often not exactly the week, but we just say
yeah, we just like to, we just like to have a little bitch about some people aren't even musicians.
Well, they've sung once and we go musician.
Like, right, I'm gonna nominate someone who's even a musician. His mum's a musician.
Oh.
And you're going to laugh because you're like, is she a musician? Brooklyn Beckham?
Oh.
Okay. Victoria and David's
Victoria
child.
David. Do you know he's a chef now?
It's that's right. So doesn't he own a restaurant?
No.
Oh,
he's just
studying to be a
trying,
chef.
Yes. And he's like, oh, well. I found my passion. I'm becoming a famous chef. Go to his Instagram. I like piss myself laughing every day watching it. He's like making the most basic food of your life. It's sort of like
Anthony
from Queer Eye, but like he's not as good looking. Like Anthony, I'm like, but his eyes. Like sure, he's making avocado toast, but his eyes. But Brooklyn Beckham was like, so I'm just making some, I can't do the accent, but like,
I'm just making.
He makes like spaghetti bolognese, but it takes him 10 hours to make it.
What?
He said that Nicole, his wife, her favorite thing is like pink sauce with noodles.
Oh, like the vodka sauce thing?
Yeah, no, I not love. Vodka. It's just pink sauce. He makes.
Like, which what? Is like cream and this tomato.
Yeah.
I assume.
It's so basic, the stuff he's making. And he's like, no, but I'm going to become a chef.
Weirdly enough, bars on the floor for celebrities at this point. But I do think it's kind of cute that like somebody who could probably afford to have a fucking personal chef is like proud of what they're making.
That's
and being
true.
Like, this is, I've figured out
true. How to cook I think for that myself. What's worse. It's like he's making such terrible stuff. Like the fish and chips he makes are so bad. Like
and
I'm
he owns
a terrible
a restaurant.
Yeah, and like oh he's going to get famous off this before you know it. Like
wait,
I'm
but
sure
is
we're going to be
studying
booking into a restaurant.
Or is it a hobby that he's pursuing?
No, it's his career he's pursuing.
But did he study at culinary school?
He I sometimes he... goes to like fancy restaurants and asks the chef to teach him.
Oh my God.
And because of his it's very like
this
nepo
is awful.
Baby type thing. Like,
this is all. I thought he was studying to be a
no,
chef.
No, he's going to be a chef and he's one of the worst.
And people will have to food grade his restaurant.
And the difference between Anthony is that he's studying
actually,
and he's
studied.
Making the food accessible for the people's ability.
That's true.
Whereas if you go to his restaurant or something, he's going to crush it.
That's true.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Or that avocado's
we are rooting
amazing.
For Anthony. We're
Anthony,
not rooting for
we're
Brooklyn.
We're not rooting oh for God. Brooklyn. And then like, so I don't know if you know the bigger drama, but there was all this rumor on Daily Mail that like Nicole and Brooklyn have like fallen out with David and Victoria.
Yes.
Oh, no. There's
and
apparently
why?
Beef. Because, well, apparently the beef comes from that Victoria didn't get to design Nicole's wedding dress.
Oh.
No.
Let her
anyway,
be her own. Aren't they yeah. already saying that she looks like Victoria anyway?
Yeah.
What is
no.
all of that?
Anyway, she ended up getting like some Valentino dress that looked amazing. So, and
as
I don't
think
Victoria could have done it anyway. But for Halloween, this is such a deep dive into my. This is not even musicians. It's just
Victoria's
like, hey, what celebrity goss do I want to talk about? So for Halloween, Brooklyn and Nicole dressed up as Romeo and Juliet star-crossed lovers because their families are feuding.
Oh, deep.
Anyway, so I love that. I vote Brooklyn as one batshit crazy. He's not a musician.
Baby of a musician.
Chef, baby of
Nepo
a musician.
Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
And then speaking of Halloween, obviously Seal's ex-wife Heidi
oh,
as the
Heidi.
Worm. Crazy.
I love the segue of musician. Like Heidi's not at all a musician, but you went
6 degrees of separation.
Seal, got it.
I'm like finding ways to talk about the celebrities I want to talk about.
It is becoming a bit of a game of like, have they like sung something?
Touched an
once?
Instrument.
Well, Heidi hosts America's Got Talent, doesn't she? Or the
yeah.
X Factor or something.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh
they sing
God,
on that.
Oh, she was a judge. She
yeah,
was a judge.
Oh my God. So I can totally talk about her.
I love Heidi. I love Heidi.
My favorite Machine Gun Kelly, I always nominate him.
what did he do this time?
I just can't stand him. I can't stand him.
No.
Him and Megan Fox, who I also don't like. They dressed
but
up
she
as
used to be cool.
I know, but
she had
cool
a redemption,
anymore.
And then she
cool
fell
anymore.
Again.
She's like, ugh. Anyway,
so
they
cringe.
Dressed up as like Catholic vibe. She's in like, he's dressed as a priest.
I saw this,
and is giving her the wafer, and she's like dressed up as like
slutty.
I
nun.
Don't know, a slutty like in. She's wearing nothing, which is fine, but it's like it's very.
But what's the theme?
And
what
she,
is she? Yeah. A churchgoer?
Yeah, I think she's a churchgoer, and he's like the priest, and she's like on her knees, like. Licking the wafer.
Is this an expose on
gross.
The church?
Spotlight.
Is this social commentary?
I know, I'm not sticking up for the church, but I just hate Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, whatever he touches is
it's
gonna
disgusting.
Turn to
disgusting. Why is she with him? What
it
the
is
hell?
Really weird.
Yeah.
No, how do you get into a relationship that
yeah.
you
she
probably
acted
go
in
into
his music video?
And then they start talking and then they go in. And then they start drinking each other's blood, and then they and then he gives her that
yeah.
ring that she can't remove, or it's gonna rip
that.
Her
I
finger
love,
off.
Yes, yeah. That's so gross.
How do you? That sounds
that.
Abusive.
Have either of you guys got any batshit crazy musicians to nominate?
Well, I had.
It can be a tenuous link.
Well, Shakira is evading tax.
Go off. I don't know.
I sort
about
of respect
this.
That.
Same,
for
but also she's so rich. So I'm kind of like, why Shakira? Just pay it. You're also,
yeah.
we're dating
that's
a rich soccer man.
Yeah.
Which they're not together anymore, which is kind of sad. Yeah. And I don't know the up-to-date goss, but there's a good chance she's going to jail or something.
Oh, so many musicians sad. Get wrapped up in tax stuff. And I do always think, I mean, on the one
you
hand.
You make so much money.
I'm like, you make money.
Just pay it.
Yeah. Remember when, but when musicians are weird about that. Adele, when she did her first album, I remember being really poor living in London.
Hang on.
And she did this expose interview and she bitched the whole time about like how much tax she had to pay on her first album. And I was like,
and is this
broke?
Like,
and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, yeah, like that's the
if
thing.
If you're making millions, of course you've got to pay tax on it.
So she said she was broke?
Well, she just said it was so unfair that like she ended up having to pay like half of her album's profits for tax.
Oh, okay. Because there's a difference between being struggling, like when, was it TLC got up and won the, and then they were like, dude,
we
have
no
money and you guys are ripping us off.
But no, that wasn't the case with Adele. She just didn't realise that when she earned the money, she then had to pay a huge amount.
You mean I have to give it all away?
I mean, I will say, when I turned 18, I also had that reaction. I was like, what the fuck?
I remember.
But then you get over that and you're like, oh, that's what being an adult is.
And then they're like, we need your tax from 2006. It's like, dude, I was in year seven. I wasn't fucking working. Leave me alone.
Yeah. That's the good thing about not earning over too much, you know?
You want to stay under 49,000.
Not much.
Yeah.
Under 49,000, you'll be sweet.
What 49. Are you guys thought?
Wait. What's our tax
bracket?
What do we pay?
So
personally,
because I know in the Netherlands they pay 50% tax, but they get everything else for free.
Correct.
So what do we pay in tax?
The first layer is if you earn over $18,000, like out of tax. So that, like, obviously it's different depending on what your job is. Yeah. But I used to run a teaching business, so I didn't pay. I got paid an amount from a parent directly, and then I had to put away
tax later. Yeah.
So anything over $18,000 when you're not getting taxed from a job anyway is 19 cents per dollar. So my, like, anything over 18 grand that you've earned in a year, financial year, you put like 19 cents per dollar of it away. And then after that, it's 30 cents per dollar. After that, like as you get richer.
This is a finance podcast.
Why is this such a complicated answer, but the Danish are like 50% of tax?
Everybody, I know.
But then they get everything for free.
So they don't do tiered brackets.
Yeah.
Whereas Australia does.
We do. Australia does. And it's bizarre,
but it makes sense why they do tiered brackets here, because otherwise, like, if you're making $20,000 or, you know, $40,000 a year, you shouldn't be paying the same amount of tax as someone making over $100,000.
Yeah. But they're still playing.
But they shuffle
they're still not paying
so much
enough
of their money.
Right.
Yeah, of course. No. They shuffle so much of their money into companies and trusts.
And we're still paying tax, but we don't get health, like, dental
care.
That's
the other thing. It's like we're paying tax
paying
and
for
it's
education.
Not
education. Oh, my God.
It's not coming to us. It's going to the wrong people.
Yeah, fuck batshit musician of the week.
Batshit
government!
Oh my God, election special! No.
I know, I love this. Yeah, we've become so political this episode.
Yeah, we have.
Nat's brought it out on us. Normally we're just like vain and just like, but today I'm like, I've got opinions, okay?
Good. I've got notes.
Yeah, I've got notes and political opinion. I've got notes for
use
politicians.
For politicians.
We should do it. Next season is notes for politicians.
Yeah, what's Scott Morrison wearing today?
I love that.
Daily Mail. Dish. Can you imagine? I would love for them to do a Daily Mail article on a fucking man.
And hey, what they're wearing, guys, that's such a good pitch. Can we please have an article where we discuss what a male politician is wearing every single day?
And their hair.
Is it combed?
And whether it's,
Has he recently blow dried?
Has he recently broken up with
someone? Has he washed his face?
With his bangs?
And can we frame it the same way they frame it for women? Like,
exactly.
Like Scott Morrison.
Red is not her color.
Scott Morrison lets himself go in shocking, unfiltered
Scott
photos.
Morrison wearing the same tie for the third fucking month in a row.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, it was so nice having you on the podcast.
It was so nice. We went for like 5 hours.
we're actually still here. As you're listening to it, we're still here
talking.
That's
because we got into politics, finance, music. We've worked out whether people were
dead
or not.
Sector.
We covered everything.
Lawyer.
We even worked out that my headphone wasn't plugged in. We've done everything.
That was my favorite bit.
Because I saw the dongle sticking out and I was like, is that a Bluetooth receptor? And I was struggling so hard. And then you're like, I'm not getting this.
Well, we'll have to have you back. Let's
I'd love to.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we'll have to do a special bonus episode where we just listen to Nat play all the parts.
Yes.
Yes.